This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1808. It's a given that you're addicted to All Ears English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What is one simple and native way to say that something is guaranteed, unquestioned, and a sure thing? In this episode, get that easy expression to sound more natural when you talk about aspects of your life in English.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Honestly, Michelle, if I could, I would just podcast the whole week, like all 40 hours. I would cut out everything else we do at All Ears English and just make podcasts. That's how good I am today. So,
well, I enjoy it as well. I know it's like, you know, when you have like the favorite thing of your job, yes. You wish that you could spend all your time doing it.
100%. But I mean, really, that's a given. We know, everyone knows that we love podcasting. But what do you think, Michelle? What else is up for you today? What are we getting into?
Yeah. Well, I noticed that you just said it's a given. So yeah. I have to reveal a secret.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm ready.
So we had a team meeting a couple weeks ago, and I was actually spying in our team meeting because I was a lot of the time we like to get our episode ideas from things out in the real world, things that we hear in real life on TV, in conversations. Mm-hmm. And I was spying, and I heard Aubrey use something that I just was like, okay, I wrote it down immediately. I'm like, that's an episode.
Yep, you've always got your kind of headlights on, you know, feelers out, right? Mm-hmm. Out in the world for ideas. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I heard what you just said. You said something was a given. Mm-hmm. And I heard Aubrey call something a given. Mm-hmm. So I wrote it down.
Yeah, it's a great one. And what did she mean when she said that?
I wish I remember the exact context, but basically it's that it's something that's 100% that it's known, right?
Yeah, 100% known, accepted. It's not refuted or disputed, right? Yeah.
Right. So this is a really, really useful one. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So Lindsay, something undisputed, something known, 100%. So let's do an example. So it's a given that you'll be invited to her party since you are her best friend.
Yeah, that's a great example, right? So invitations, like for example, if you're planning a wedding or something, it's a given that, assuming you have a good relationship with your family, that your family's going to be invited. They don't have to wonder if they're going to be invited to your wedding, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So you know that. So you could use that. Let's do another example. This is a couple of short role plays.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Oh, she'll probably be late again.
That's a given.
So what are you saying about her, about this person?
That she's very frequently late, and so we know that this is true. And so this is going to be kind of used in a little bit of a sassy way.
Sassy is a good word. We talked about the word sassy on the show before, guys. So sassy, a little sarcastic. Like you're saying a little more than yes, she will be late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different than like, oh, yeah, but I don't know. You know, it's much different.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, here's another one.
All right. We'll probably eat all the cookies at the party.
Well, that's a given, Michelle. We always dominate the sweets table.
Okay.
Yeah. Or I could think about, if we're talking about sweets and desserts, you know, you could say, oh, can you get my partner an ice cream? I know they're going to want chocolate. It's a given because they always want chocolate, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Something that you know for sure. Or you could use it like these were kind of like fun, like maybe examples with a little bit of spunk or sass or whatever. But then there's more sincere ones like, Lindsay, we will always be best friends.
That's a given. Right. So, okay. Yeah, I mean, this can be, yeah, I like it. So it can be, that's very straightforward. There's nothing sarcastic there. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. Or another one. I know she will work hard.
That's a given. She's the best. Oh, actually, this reminds me of our team meeting again, just to go back to it. Yeah. You know, part of what we try to do every year is we review our values as a company, right? We decided a few years ago what our values were, and we remind ourselves and talk about which values we feel most connected to. And the fifth value, we won't go through them obviously on the show, but the fifth one is like hard work, but it's in parentheses. And I think I actually said this is our fifth value, but it's a given, right? That's why it's in parentheses, because no one would be on the team if they weren't a hard worker, right? So it's almost like something you don't need to argue about, you don't need to reiterate or even debate or discuss, right, Michelle?
That's true. Yeah, that's a nice thing.
Yeah. So that's another example where this word's very diverse and very useful everywhere.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what about if we say something is not a given, right? Do we ever say that?
I love that for sure. Here we go. Here's an example. It's not a given that you'll pass the class. You'll have to study really hard.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Right. So you can also use it in the negative sense. Like nothing. It's like, oh, nothing in life is guaranteed, right? You're like, don't, like, sometimes I think people, there are certain things in life. I mean, I feel like, you know, we all probably went to school with people who didn't study. You have like that really smart person in your class?
Yes, of course.
You felt like you put in all that time studying and they like would be like, and they would still get better grades than you.
Drove me nuts. My freshman year roommate, Wendy Kilby, she killed it in Bio 101, and she literally cracked the book the night before, and she would get A's. I started studying 3 weeks ahead, and I got B's, B minuses, sometimes C pluses. It was hard, really, really hard Bio 101 in my school.
Was she like that with other subjects, or she wasn't?
To be honest, I think she was just naturally really, really, really,
really
smart.
Yeah. Are you still in touch with Wendy?
No. We didn't really connect much at all. But I just remember being annoyed because we were in that Bio 101 class together, and I asked her, "Oh, have you started studying?" She said, "No, I don't need to."
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that is irritating. So what little does she know that she is now being spoken about on the podcast.
Well, she's very smart, so it's a compliment.
Yes, it is a compliment. It is a compliment. But yeah, like you might, you know, so some people it can work out like that, but it's not always a given, right? Mm-hmm. That they'll pass or that they'll do well. I mean, well, it sounds like maybe with her it was.
It was a given for her.
Yeah. So that's a useful one as well. So, I mean, Lindsay, overall, I think this is a very useful expression. What do you think that it does when we use a given with someone?
Well, I think it just makes the boundaries really clear, right? What are the things that are up for debate, and what are the things that are just untouchable? They're just always going to be true. And I like the idea of challenging things that we even think are given, right? In life in general, like, why do we assume certain things are a given? But it establishes the boundaries, Michelle. I think that's what it does. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think just like talking about life in a way that as sure things or not sure things, I don't know. It's kind of interesting, like what we would or what we would not use this for. Like there's like not many things in life that are a given. So when we can say something is a given, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, that's a given.
Yeah, it's true, actually. But it's almost like it comes back to the brain, the human brain. We sort of need, I think we need to reduce complexity as human beings, right? Mm-hmm. We need to kind of know what are things we can count on and what are things that, you know, for example, if you work a job, you're going to get paid, right? That's a given. Like, we have laws to prevent people from not getting scammed, like not getting paid, right? That's a given. So it's almost like a way of showing, like making the world a little less complex.
Right. True.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yeah, that's a good point, Lindsay. Yeah, so, I mean, what are other things that you can say? And I think I already said one of these when describing it, that it describes something that is or is not a given, actually. What's the first one?
Well, so I see, actually, am I in the wrong place in the notes? I see a sure thing. So yes, that one is definitely, right, a given.
Right. Or right? You could say not a sure thing.
That's not a sure thing.
Yeah.
That's true. Let's do this quick role play right here.
Okay. So. All right. So I think Tammy may go shopping this weekend.
That's a sure thing. So that means that I know Tammy and I know she's likely to go shopping, right? Because she always does.
Right. Exactly. Or you could describe something as not a sure thing, you know, like, it's not a sure thing that I'm going to be starting my job on this date. Right.
Things are in flux. We don't know the pandemic, all these things. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then the other one is just saying 100%. Right.
Yes. So do you think he'll get into Harvard?
A 100%.
So you're saying it's a given that he'll get into Harvard. Right.
Exactly. Or you could say, oh, it's not 100%, but I think it's a good he has a good shot.
Yeah. There are certainly other ways to say it, but I still like the term a given or not a given. Honestly, better than these. I just think they're more it's more common. It's more native and natural and it fits better. It's almost
really
like a perfect fit. Yeah. I love it.
Wow. Okay, good. Well, I mean, that's good. I'm glad you found an expression that you really connect with. Yeah, I think that's what the main expression of the episode is for sure. I think it's a very useful one. And that's why when Aubrey said it, my brain went off as like, ding, 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 we got to do this one. So I agree with you. It's very useful. And unfortunately, like, there's not a lot of things in our world lately that have been a given.
That
unpredictability of the past couple of years has been hard. So, to use something like a given is a little bit a little comforting in a way.
It is. And actually, this would be a good takeaway exercise for you guys to do, you know, because we've had so much fluctuation in all of our lives in the last few years. Why not sit down and think about what are the things that are a given in your life? That's kind of a gratitude practice. And it's also a goal setting and habit setting practice. For me, I want to say it's a given. I'm going to exercise 3 times a week at a minimum, right? That's a given. It's just what I do, right? For example, or it's a given that I'm going to spend my quality time with my loved ones, right? Like, it's a good way to, especially, you know, as the year moves on, I guess now we're into almost getting into summer, spring, but it's a good, you know, turning of the seasons is a good time to reestablish what is really a given in your life, right? And what's not, maybe. Right, Michelle?
Right. Yeah, I think so too. I think that's a great idea. So guys, go ahead and do that. Kind of take inventory, evaluate your life, and take stock. And let us know and use this expression today.
And there's another episode idea, Michelle. I love it. So good. Take stock, take inventory. We'll come back to that one another day, guys. Make sure you are following All Ears English because that's the only way you're going to make sure you don't miss these awesome episodes, right? It's all for you guys. Connection, not perfection. All right, we are out of here for today, Michelle. Have a good one.
All right, bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.